Comcast Spectacor plans to build an e-sports arena in South Philly, home to the Philadelphia Fusion, a team that competes against others in a video game called Overwatch. Avi Wolfman Arendt reports.
Baseball began at a New York social club. Basketball started in a YMCA gym. And fans of the Fusion first gathered at places like Wahoo's, a fish taco joint in West Philly.
And there was probably 30 or 40 people there who had no clue what was going on, you know.
That's John Fazio, the CEO of a local esports company called Nerd Street Gamers.
They were Eagles fans, they were Sixers fans, they don't know anything about video games, but they were standing on top of chairs screaming and yelling.
The Fusion compete in a video game called Overwatch and have played their first two seasons out of a studio in L.A. For a local touch, the team held watch parties at venues around the city. And they sound kind of like regular sporting events, right down to the thundersticks. Esports commentator and enthusiast Christian Gillespie says people often go to these Overwatch matches for the same reasons people go to a baseball game.
So if you can share a beer with a friend and be able to, you know, cheer on your buddies while you watch people do something that you can't do yourself, it's absolutely fantastic.
Esports grew into a spectator sport online, with millions of people logging on to watch live streams of famous gamers. The Overwatch League is almost a throwback. Teams represent cities, and it's designed to inspire the kind of loyalties that exist in traditional sports leagues. Phil Weinberg of Comcast Spectacor says the company's investment in a physical space is part of that bet on the Overwatch model.
You know, we're seeing it in our watch parties and in our inaugural season last year that folks are identifying with our esports team as a local team.
MIT professor and esports expert T.L. Taylor says this is new territory for the industry.
It's absolutely risky.
She worries the hype around esports may be ahead of current demand for a venue like this. But she says gaming culture began as an in-person experience, the kind of thing you did with friends in your basement.
That kind of offline core has always kind of been a part of gaming.
And it will be again when the Fusion opened their new South Philly home in 2021. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.